In 2018, scientists warned that there will be a cocoa bean shortage due to the aging trees, climate change, and the ever-increasing demand for chocolate, amongst other products. Cocoa bean trees can only grow in rainforest conditions. We chat to Lisa Dewberry to find out about this shortage that was avoided this year and how African countries can adapt to the concept. Lisa Dewberry is a media specialist helping positive activists and nonprofit grow successfully. Welcome to the program, Lisa. Good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Lisa, the world has witnessed a rapid decline in the cocoa beans growth. And why is this the case?
Well, producing cocoa has always been a risky venture, and there are a few factors that come to mind. The main threats are pests, diseases, aging trees, and poor productivity methods. The price of commodity cocoa has also dropped in some countries, making younger farmers reluctant to grow the crop. And we also have to remember it takes up to 4 years to grow these trees, and harvesting pods is time-consuming. And if you bear in mind, the world eats 7 million tons of chocolate each year, with cocoa coming from only 6 million small farmers in Africa and Indonesia. And there's a continuing demand for chocolate, which continues to grow.
Yes, so there are a number of factors that you've outlined. In one of your recent articles, you mentioned that in Indonesia, an international fund has been set up to train cocoa doctors. What is a cocoa doctor and why are they needed?
So a cocoa doctor is a farmer specializing in cocoa production. They are actually trained to use superior plant clones, good agricultural practices, and affordable soil management to increase cocoa productivity and income. And then they run their own independent business, delivering training and access to good quality plants, fertilizers, and pesticides to other farmers so they can increase production and improve quality of the cocoa.
And how is this role being received by cocoa farmers? Are they amenable to the cocoa doctors?
Yes, absolutely. It is being picked up. And in fact, some of the cocoa doctors who are sharing their skills have managed to improve crop yields by 3 times within the first year.
Yes, and we cited Indonesia in particular, but this entire idea of upskilling, could it work on the African continent in South Africa? Where do we stand on this? Are there any cocoa plants? We know that it's generally in the rainforest region that these types of the cocoa plant grows.
Absolutely, yes. There's a great opportunity here to upskill cocoa farmers. The chocolate industry is worth $100 billion, so that's a lot of money. And I think African chocolate manufacturers should jump on board to set up these training centers to help upskill these farmers to increase crop yields, creating more jobs, which in turn will improve the economies. I mean, it's a win-win situation for farmers and manufacturers, as it will improve the farmers' livelihoods, the communities surrounding them, and it means more money for chocolate manufacturers.
Now and then we see, you know, articles, news articles coming up and, you know, putting across in a very generalized way the possibility of not having chocolate in the world by such and such date. But as you indicate that it's such a huge industry, do you see more farmers taking up the challenge because of the great demand and the size of the industry? Or could we at some stage reach a point where it all just diminishes and dies out?
Well, I definitely hope that the industry doesn't die out. I know in my household I will be suffering. So, just on a personal note. But, you know, there's definitely room for more of these farmers to adopt and upskill themselves so that we can grow this industry, because there's a lot of opportunity here. And I think for Africa especially, this is an area we really can excel.
Yeah, so give us insight. You know, what does it entail? What's the cocoa bean like? You spoke about the fact that it takes 4 years to grow. That's a very long period. And I suppose, you know, for a start-up farmer, that may be really, really challenging.
Right. So they obviously face a number of, you know, uncertainties. There's also, you know, they also have to consider, you know, things like climate change now, which they never had to consider before. So there's a lot of considerations that these farmers need to take into account when producing the cocoa plant.
Hmm. Any final words from you?
No, except that I hope that we continue to get chocolate for eternity to come.
Certainly, yes. I can never imagine life without this. Alisa, thank you for chatting to us, for creating awareness on this particular issue.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
That was our guest, Lisa Dewberry, chatting about chocolate. And the possibility of not having chocolate. Can you for a moment imagine, fathom, perceive life without chocolate? What would it be like? You know, would that be just an existence? Would it be not really worth calling a life if there's no chocolate? I wonder.